Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, good morning. This is not Aaron Flint. This is former Congressman Denny Rehberg, former Lieutenant Governor and state legislator, asked to fill in today for Aaron Flint. Aaron's been in the Middle East many times as a soldier, and his wife asked him to go with her to a convention. And so he took the week off, and he was kindly asked me to fill in on his behalf. We have a little bit of dead space today, as would have it. Congressman Ryan Zinke was supposed to join us, but he's on an airplane, and I know that problem. I spent 25 years getting on an airplane every Monday for Washington, D.C., and every Friday back to Montana so I could travel all of Montana. Ryan did what I did. I promised when I became lieutenant governor back in 91 that every year I was in public service, I would travel to all 56 counties. That was a lot easier when I lived in Helena and I'd troop out. But when I was congressman, it was a lot harder because you're in Washington, 2,000 miles away, and then you come back to Montana, and then you hit the road. But I did do all 56 counties, which is very important to stay in touch with the people of Montana. And Ryan did not have to be in session yesterday. They're not in session. I don't believe today they might be, but normally the first day back, you go into what's called a conference in Montana. It's called a caucus, but it's a conference of your party. And so the Republicans conference in one room and the Democrats conference in another, and you kind of go over the week. And one of the things that's happening in Washington right now is that they haven't finished their work from last year. The budget was supposed to be in place on October 1st, but because of the controversy within the two bodies, the House and the Senate, and the fact that we were in the middle of a presidential election, they didn't get the work done. It was kind of the same way back when I was elected in 2010, reelected. I was made chairman of one of the appropriations subcommittees, Labor, Health and Human Services, and Education. My budget was the second largest budget in Congress. It was around $750 billion, of which I only had responsibility for about $155 billion. The rest was entitlement, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, Obamacare. Ryan Zinke is on the Appropriations Committee, which is the committee to be on. And so his responsibilities have been split among just every area, whether it's defense, highways, natural resources, any energy and water, foreign affairs. He's on the big committee back there. Today we're doing a fundraiser. It's Warriors in Quiet Waters. Hope you'll consider contributing to that event. What they do is a holistic approach of working with people that were involved in September 11th, their husbands and wives and soldiers, and it's really around hunting and fishing, and you can contribute. The good news is we have $10,000 anonymous source that is going to match up to $10,000 of the money that is raised, and so we hope you'll very seriously consider Warriors in Quiet Waters. Have Ryan Zinke in your prayers. He's in an airplane on his way to do God's work. Hopefully he'll do the right thing. And me, being a former congressman, I can call him up and say, what did you do and why did you do it? So thank you again for listening to the Aaron Flint Show, and I'll be back after the break. Thank you.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today, high temperatures will stay around 50 in Bozeman to about 53 in the Billings area. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures in the upper 20s region-wide. Then on Wednesday with more sunshine, high temperatures staying in the upper 40s to around 50 degrees, staying clear and quiet on Wednesday night. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
Hey, if you guys are traveling for the holidays, you are going to want to download the Montana Talks app. We've got several great conversations that we had over the past few days. Stacy Zinn, the former head of the DEA in Montana, talking about a real-life Breaking Bad case right here in Montana, meth dealing on the Crow Reservation and more. Plus, Attorney General Austin Knutson sounded off after Canada wanted to spy on gun shows in Montana. Full audio, Montana Talks app.
Securing America.
There is some concern for American troops stationed in Syria after Islamist-led rebels retook control of several areas in the northwest portion of the country this past weekend, which included the major city of Aleppo. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder discussed the situation with a group of reporters Monday.
We have approximately 900 U.S. forces deployed to Syria to support the enduring defeat of ISIS mission.
General Ryder says that the good news is the rebel action took place far from American personnel.
These forces are primarily in what I would describe eastern or northeastern Syria, as they've been for a while, so no proximity.
However, General Ryder does admit that military leaders are watching the situation carefully.
But as of right now, I'm not aware of any changes in our force posture or mission focus.
Syria has been in the midst of a civil war since 2011. Kevin Lutzke, Fox News.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Get 1 pound packs of flavorful Private Selection Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $5.99 each. Then get select varieties of Lay's or Kettle Cooked potato chips for $1.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, good morning. Obviously, this isn't Aaron Flint. It's Denny Reberg, former U.S. Congressman, Lieutenant Governor, and state legislator. I'm a little confused. My next guest is Paige Billings, but she's in Bozeman. Paige, welcome. Good to have you.
Hi, great to have you.
Paige is the Vice President of Marketing for Anthem Snacks in Bozeman, and she's been a business partner since 2021 with the organization, hosting events and donations. Anthem gives back a percentage of proceeds. And Anthem is the official jerky of the Warriors in Quiet Waters. So, Paige, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, why you joined, what you're doing, your involvement, and just, you know, what it's all about.
Yeah, thank you for having me on this beautiful morning. I have been with Anthem Snacks pretty much since we started, and we are a veteran-owned and operated meat snack company based here in Bozeman, Montana. I'm also a military veteran spouse. My husband was in the military for 8 years, and I've been with him through the entire journey. He actually also works for Anthem Snacks as well. He got off active duty in 2023 and joined the team as our general manager here in Bozeman, Montana. Anthem has been supporting Warriors in Quiet Waters since we started, and we just appreciate the mission and all the touch points that Warriors in Quiet Waters has to the veteran community and their families as a whole. We support their programs through giving jerky and then also monetary donations as well as supporting the Taste Fest, which this year was my first year being able to attend, and I was absolutely blown away at the event.
I'll tell you a quick story. You know, when I was Lieutenant Governor, Congressman, I was there on September 11th, and a number of my friends were over in Iraq, Afghanistan. I went three times. I asked them, what would you like? And they said, we would like cigarettes and jerky. So I came back to America, and I got a hold of a friend of mine in a convenience store in Missoula, and I sent back boxes and boxes and boxes of cigarettes and jerky. And my idiot staff, I was off on a trip back to Montana, and they invited the constituents into my office, as they always did. And my office was open to them, and they sat around my desk. They sat around the boxes, and wouldn't you know, the boxes were open, and it was the American Cancer Society that was visiting my office, and they saw the boxes of cigarettes. And I said, look, I'm sorry, when the troops in Iraq, Kuwait, Afghanistan want jerky and want cigarettes, I'm giving it to them. I'm sorry that you're offended, but so be it. So that's my jerky and cigarette story from September 11th on. But thank you for being active and involved. We are, in fact, doing a fundraiser today a telethon for warriors in quiet waters. I've had some experience. I was chairman of the Montana Muscular Dystrophy Association in Montana for years. Sorry, I'm not bringing Jerry Lewis in on your behalf. You just got stuck with a former congressman. But Warriors in Quiet Waters is an outstanding group. You can donate at wqwf.org/donate. You can email at info@wqwf.org. Or you can mail in donations at Warriors in Quiet Waters, 351 Evergreen Drive, Suite A, Bozeman, Montana. Tell us a little bit about Anthem. Just, you know, what do you do, and why are you so involved in philanthropic organizations such as the Warriors in Quiet Waters?
So our CEO and founder, Nate Kawana, is a disabled veteran. I urge everyone to go to our website, anthemsnacks.com, to learn more about his story and his mission in giving back. Liz from Warriors in Quiet Waters is featured in the video. So huge thank you to Liz for being a part of our brand video and talking so incredibly on camera. But he was wounded when he was Green Beret on one of his deployments. And when he got back to the States, he realized that there wasn't a lot at the time offering support to wounded veterans. And he just kind of was like, get out. And that is an experience that a lot of veterans have when they are either transitioning off of active duty or wounded and looking to get out. And when he moved to Montana and started Anthem Snacks, he realized that Montana has not only an incredibly large veteran population, but these organizations that are making true impact in our community. And Warriors in Quiet Waters, in their touch point back to the veteran community through all of their opportunities, through, you know, the fishing and now the Hunt for Purpose opportunities, is something that we truly support, and we stand behind the mission 100%. And so giving back was an absolute seamless fit, so we could really have that extra touch point back into the veteran community. Now that Nate's a veteran, my husband's a veteran, our VP of operations is also a veteran. He's a former Green Beret. He served with Nate on a deployment as well.
Since you're giving a percentage of your profits from the charity, how do they access your product? Do they buy it in a particular area, or are you internet only, or how do they get a hold of you?
No. Luckily, we're in Montana, and we're a Montana-based company, but we are in Lowe's Hardware, we're in all Murdoch's locations, Dick's Sporting Goods, Tractor Supply, Shields, especially the big Shields in Billings. We have a huge footprint there. We're in Town Pump locations, Wegmans, if anyone's listening from the East Coast, and obviously online at anthemsnacks.com.
Oh, great. We're going to run out of time here in a minute. I'll tell you that while I was not a big supporter of Barack Obama, the first time I was in the White House, I taught him how to fly fish. And all I taught him was 10 and 2, 10 and 2, 10 and 2. And every time I saw him from that point forward, he always said 10 and 2. Probably couldn't remember my first name. But we want to thank you, Paige. Paige from Bozeman, Paige Billings. Thank you for joining us, and it's a great cause. Warriors in Quiet Waters, we're raising money for them today, and we hope you'll open up your wallets and be generous. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's great talking to you.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Here's a scenario. You believe that businesses who raise their prices, say for gasoline or water after a flood or natural disaster, are criminals and should be thrown in jail. Then you listen to an expert or take an economics class and hear why such anti-price gouging policies produce outcomes that are worse. And so you are no longer against letting prices go up, right? Well, not exactly. New research shows that people don't change their beliefs on strongly held convictions, even after hearing explanations about how policies they strongly believe in lead to worse outcomes. There's no question that people have less trust of experts, especially in the wake of COVID. But our sudden love affair with bad economic policies, like 100% tariffs, $25 an hour minimum wages, or directing government spending on favorite industries, seem doomed to repeat some very painful lessons from economic history that those now distrusted experts have spent their professional lives learning how to avoid. I'm Patrick Bunker.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is Hot Call for Health. Turns out, you can get a lot more than just a good read at your local library. A growing number of these public facilities are extending their services to provide care for their communities, many offering wellness programs. Those include mobile clinics, free mental health workshops, workout classes, food pantries, and more. It can be especially helpful for more rural areas with a lack of these resources, which can force some residents to drive miles for certain care. Some libraries are even partnering with other agencies to extend their services. Advocates say libraries are the perfect centers to help bridge gaps in healthcare, citing how they can reach diverse groups and don't require insurance or ID for folks to benefit from these amenities. Many libraries have partnered with the American Heart Association's Libraries with Heart program, which provides self-monitored blood pressure kits. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
Got worms? Well, USDA's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service continues to monitor the screwworm detection in a single cow in southern Mexico. As a result, USDA moved to temporarily pause animal imports, including cattle from Mexico, to the U.S. over fears of screwworm infections. Dr. Burke Healy with USDA APHIS.
The one infection that they found was a lot of 100 head that were moving north that were stopped at the checkpoint. There was one animal in that lot that was identified with screwworm infestation. They treated the entire lot of 100 head of animals and returned them to their farm of origin in southern Mexico. That is the only case that they've identified so far. And so obviously they're in the neighborhood going around to each of the farms with information, education, and inspections taking place in that area, in that region, to see if there's any additional cases that have taken place. And subsequent to that, we started releasing flies in that region so that if there were other cases there, or those larvae hatch out and survive, that didn't get taken out in the, you know, and killed in the treatment process, we would be able to mitigate that exposure at that point. So right now, it's just the one situation in southern Mexico.
Screw worms were eradicated in the United States in the 1960s, and it's estimated they would cost the U.S. cattle industry $900 million a year if a reinfestation occurred. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, obviously, this isn't Aaron Flint. This is former Congressman Benny Rehberg, Lieutenant Governor and State Legislator. Today, we're doing a telethon on behalf of the Warriors in Quiet Waters, a great organization out of Bozeman, Montana. And we're going to be joined right now by Frank Cancier. Frank is an alumni of the program. He's participated five times. He's a United States Marine Corps retired, joined the Marine Corps in 2000. He reenlisted in 2004 before getting hit during his second tour in Iraq. Frank is medically retired shortly thereafter. Frank, welcome. It's good to have you.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good. Tell us a little bit about your experiences with Warriors in Quiet Waters. I think you've probably taken the program as just about as much as anyone. So who are they? What do they do? And why are you involved?
Wow. So Warriors in Quiet Waters was found for me by my ex-wife, when we were together. And I was just going through some hard times, really, is what was going on, post-war and all that good stuff. And I was pretty reluctant at first to go just meet some new people and do some things, but I was open to it. So I got involved and learned how to fly fish and very much learned the benefits of being out in nature and around other combat veterans that are dealing with some of the same stuff. And like you said, I've been going back and forth up to Montana for a number of times, like four or five times or whatever it ended up being. And the reason I kept going is because it just kind of works for me, right? It's the thing that recenters me, if that makes sense.
Where are you located now?
I am currently out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Ah, long ways. That was kind of interesting on election night, watching a lot about Pennsylvania. I've spent a little bit of time at Nemacolin and the York area, and think a lot of your state. Where in Montana, you know, somebody on a prior call said that they had attended a ranch to get started. Is that what the thing is? Do you go to a particular place and you start there? And walk us through the what you did when you came to Montana.
Well, the first time I came to Montana, you come in and you have a group of guys from wherever they happen to be from, right? You all meet up at the airport and you go in and you go to the ranch, and that's in Bozeman, Montana, right? So when you go, you show up and you kind of get the brief of what's going on for the day and a day to settle in and all that stuff. And depending on where, you know, what river you're fishing on or if you're floating or whatever it is you're doing, fly fishing is a large part of that, from just results based evidence out of it working for combat veterans, right? And there's a lot of other things that you talk about while you're there too, right? They have volunteers that, you know, work the kitchen, and they're always super inviting, welcoming, always want to take care of you, kind of thing. And just the whole experience there was just opening, like almost like you walking into your own home, for lack of better words, when you don't know anybody, but it feels really welcoming.
Well, we've had some of the cooks on this morning. It sounds like the food is yummy as well. You're going to pat them on the back. You're looking at trip number 6, I take it.
The food is always amazing, bar none. Not one trip I've ever went to that was like, hey, what was that about? Every time it's amazing.
No Brussels sprouts. Have you done any of the hunting yet?
No, actually, I did not. The hunting part has not been a part of my journey. My most recent trip was for the Built for More program, and that was really amazing.
Well, good. We're going to run out of time real quick, so I'd like to once again give you the address. This is a telethon. We're trying to raise some money, and we have a $10,000 match from an anonymous source. That's what we're trying to reach. They'll match whatever we raise today. You can donate at wqwf.org/donate or email info@wqwf.org. Or you can mail in to Warriors in Quiet Waters, 351 Evergreen Drive, Suite A, Bozeman, Montana, 59715. It's a great organization. I've learned a lot about them, and I really do want to thank you for your service. And it's not easy. You re-upped after September 11th. You were in before, and you re-upped afterward. That means a lot. So thank you for being as active as you are, and continue to listen to KBUL at Aaron Flint's show, 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock, Monday through Friday. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Denny Reberg here, filling in for Aaron Flint today, former United States Congressman. We're on KBUL, and we're doing a telethon today on behalf of Warriors and Quiet Waters. I'd like to introduce Saul Esfirza, and Saul is a alumni of the program, participated in 2 programs. He's on active duty with the Air Force and the National Guard, and he has been in the military since 2000. Saul, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Tell us a little bit about, we know who you are. What has the Warriors in Quiet Waters done for you as having been an alumni? Tell us what you did.
First, I just want to say thanks to the people of Montana and the state itself. You know, I come from an old school Italian background, and in our culture, we show gratitude by opening up our house and by breaking bread. And being at the ranch, eating local food, I just can't say enough for the hospitality. To answer your question directly, the thing I'd like to kind of point out and tell you about is the cohort, the guys I was with. I was part of a 6-person group that came in went through the program together. We all come from different backgrounds, different branches. On our first trip to the ranch, we developed a really strong bond. And in a lot of ways, we created a new team room that we were very accustomed to in the military. We have a group chat. We share stories about our time outside, our fishing adventures. We share resources and books. And in typical military fashion, there is no shortage of giving each other a hard time on that chat. The program itself starts with a week-long trip to the ranch, like Darren Bozeman. You learn to start fly fish, and you start your Built for War program. Then you go back home, and once a month, you dial into a conference call. You go over some of the material, and towards the end of the program, you have the opportunity to come back out to Montana for an FTX, which is a military term for field training exercise. And for us, that was an epic adventure. We were privileged enough to pack out llamas into the backcountry provided by Montana Llama Guides for a week-long fishing trip. It was epic. Words can't describe it. I recommend going to Warriors in Quiet Waters social media and look at the pictures because I can't do it justice. But the key to all this is at the end of the program that just ended in early October for us, our bond was so strong within the cohort. We're still linking up once a month for our own unchaperoned conference call, and we're already making plans to link back up together as a cohort outside of Warriors in Quiet Waters.
Well, thank you, Saul. Sounds like you had a good experience. I haven't seen any of the hunters yet. Everybody's taking advantage of the fishing. Where are you from originally? How did you end up in Montana? Whoop, it looks like we're going to run out of time. I apologize. Again, Saul, thanks for joining us. And continue listening to KBUL Radio, Aaron Flint's program.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, welcome back. This is not Aaron Flint. This is Denny Reberg, former U.S. Congressman, state of Montana, lieutenant governor, and state legislator. We're doing a little telethon today for Warriors in Quiet Waters. And our next guest is Casey Giles. Casey, did I spell or pronounce your last name right? Casey, did I pronounce your last name right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Well, Casey is an alumni of the program. She's the alumni engagement manager. She's been with the organization since 2001. And she's also the host of the new podcast and is a Marine Corps veteran spouse. Casey, tell us a little about the Warriors in Quiet Waters, why you got involved, what you've done with them so far, and why should they give money to the organization?
Yeah, so I've been with Warriors in Quiet Waters almost 4 years now. I started as a volunteer manager. I was lucky enough to get an opportunity to work for Warriors in Quiet Waters. Just pure luck, applied for the job and got the position. And, recently in the last, 2 years have moved into the alumni engagement manager role. I've just loved my time and, you know, now I get to work, directly with the alumni, put on regional events throughout the country, do the podcast to be able to share about our Built for More program with Warriors in Quiet Waters alumni, as well as the general public and other veterans. So, yeah, I love my time at Warriors in Quiet Waters. It's been wonderful. It's an amazing organization.
Well, I've spent a little time trying to advertise who they and how they donate. It's donate at wqwf.org/donate or email at info@wqwf.org, or they can mail it in, Warriors in Quiet Waters, 351 Evergreen Drive, Suite A, Bozeman, Montana, 59715. What do you do on the podcast? Do you have a way they can contribute as well on the podcast?
So our podcast is focused on our Built for More program. Each episode covers a different pillar of a thriving life. So identity, potential and purpose, growth and resilience, holistic wellness. And then we've had guests that come on that are alumni of our program, so that have gone through the program and experienced, you know, all the changes that Built for More has had in their life and their family's lives. And also, you know, some other guests from the community. And, I've heard so many stories of lives changed by Warriors in Quiet Waters and the Built for More program. And, you know, we really can't do what we do without, you know, our donors. They really, you know, make us be able to do the podcast and to bring Warriors out to Montana. You know, so we really can't do what we do without them, along with our volunteers. But, you know, I would really encourage people to give, because it really changes lives. And as people listen to the podcast, you know, they'll hear some of those stories.
We've heard a lot about fishing. Is there hunting? I was told there was, but I haven't really heard from anybody that's taken advantage of a hunting opportunity. Do you have alumni that have actually hunted as well?
Yes. So we have a hunting track. So we have both a fishing and a hunting track. Our hunting program is archery elk hunting, along with this year they did deer and antelope hunting as well. And it's very similar to the Built for More program. They have, you know, the same, they're getting the same information, you know, meeting with their cohort. And then at the end, they're coming back out to Montana after their first trip to actually go out and hunt. Pretty crazy, cool experience for those veterans, and you know, especially for people who, you know, hey, maybe fishing's not their thing, but hunting is. It's a really amazing experience.
I talked to one of the prior callers, and I heard the ranch was referenced, and that was fishing. What do they do if they're hunting in the program? Do they go to the same ranch and go out from there, or do they go somewhere else in Montana and start from there?
Yeah, so their first trip out to Montana will be at Quiet Waters Ranch, and then they meet, you know, online to do all of their Built for More programming, and then they'll come back out to Montana to the location wherever the hunt is taking place. We have different locations, you know, kind of based on the animal, you know, what the group size can do, and what, you know, each cohort is, I mean, what, you know, each group is able to do. So, yeah, they start out at the ranch, so they get to see Quiet Waters Ranch, and then their second time out here is in a different location, but still in Montana.
Well, it's a little easier to get a fishing license in Montana than it is to get a antelope permit or an elk permit. How do you coordinate that? Is that part of your program that you're responsible for? Do they have to do it themselves? Is it planned way in advance? How do you do the antelope and the elk part and the archery part?
Yeah, so we have a program operations team that handles all of that. So the Warriors are not responsible for worrying about, you know, getting a tag and those sets of things. So that's something that we do for them. And, you know, oftentimes, again, if they don't draw an elk tag, that's why we have other options for animal tags that are maybe a little easier for them to draw.
Mm-hmm. When you say alumni, I assume a lot of alumni show up, or not many show up. You know, what's the average size? How many alumni do you have? Is it active, or is it mostly by email or you know, Zoom meetings? And how do you handle alumni who have been here, are not coming back for a hunt or for fishing? Yeah, I know you communicate with them through your podcast, but what kind of a program is there for the alum, and how many are actively involved now?
Yeah, so we have over 1,000 alumni from when our program's inception in 2007. We have a handful that are active, well, more than a handful, but not all 1,000, but that's one of the things that we're trying to do with the alumni engagement program is, you know, get alumni re-engaged and in their own communities. So what myself, and we have an alumni advisory council, so it's a group of alumni, there's 12 of them from all over the country, and our goal is to increase connection and community within other states. You know, it's not possible for Warriors in Quiet Waters to bring all 1,000 plus alumni back to Montana every year. We wish we could. So one of the things that we do as myself and the council is to put on regional events throughout the country, you know, fishing types of events, camping, you know, float trips. And that's a way for us to engage alumni and to get them to be reconnected. We also have an online fly tying program that we do for our alumni. So it gives them a way to get engaged and learn something new, a new skill that goes along with, you know, having already been out here and gone fishing. And then, you know, we're teaching them to tie their own flies, which is really pretty cool. And it's a great way for them to stay connected. And especially, you know, during those cold winter months, to, you know, be able to have some really cool activities that they can do inside where they can use that fly to go kick, fishing after and catch a fish with a fly they made.
Well, I was going to ask you that question. Is this year-round or is it pretty seasonal? As far as going out and doing the fishing and, you know, hunting, you got to follow the hunting laws. But do you do ice fishing at the gates of the mountains, or do you still float the Bighorn River? And do you follow, you know, the cold weather sometimes of the elk hunting?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we actually do ice fishing in North Dakota in January. We used to do it in Montana, but we've moved to Devil's Lake, North Dakota, which is known for ice fishing. It's amazing. And then our, you know, our programs, again, we pretty much go from January all the way through December. We've got a group actually out in Florida this week in Isla Mirada fishing. So yeah, we, you know, we try and, you know, branch out to other locations when, you know, the weather is maybe a little too cold for fishing in Montana. But we have warriors out at our ranch almost year-round.
Okay, well, we got about a minute left. Is there anything? Well, first of all, let me ask you this question. I think I read somewhere that there is no cost for the participants. Is that true? There is no cost?
That is true. There is no cost to the participants. Everything is covered. All they've got to do is get themselves on a plane or in a vehicle, and we cover everything.
Well, that's pretty impressive. Casey, I really do appreciate you being willing to spend a little bit of time with us. It's a great program. Again, it's Warriors in Quiet Waters. They have a $10,000 match from an anonymous source. If we raise that kind of money today, they'll match it. So let's open up our wallets. And they also got a $25,000 contribution already from Cry Santa Foundation. I'm going to have to look that up. I'm not familiar with Cry Santa, but they certainly deserve a pat on the back. Cry Santa Foundation. Look them up and thank them for their $25,000 contribution. Chris, thank you so much. It's good to be with you, and we'll talk to you down the road. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by LifeLock. The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in places that could expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity is stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed or your money back. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
Fox News commentary.
Did you know the city of New York pays $220 million to rent out the Roosevelt Hotel for illegals? But it gets better. Wait till you hear who owns the Roosevelt Hotel. I'm Tommy Lahren. Find out next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown. A contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The city of New York is reportedly shelling out $220 million to lease a Manhattan landmark, the Roosevelt Hotel, to house illegal immigrants, some of whom are gang members. But if that weren't bad enough, New York City is leasing that hotel from Pakistan to house the illegals. The Roosevelt is owned by the Pakistani government. The 19-story hotel with 1,200 rooms was closed in 2020, but reopened under this deal. $220 million for 3 years paid to Pakistan under a lease agreement formed as a part of a $1.1 billion IMF bailout for that country. American American taxpayers are footing the bill for people who have no right to be here, putting them up in a very nice hotel, and that money afforded to house these people is going to a foreign and sometimes hostile Middle Eastern country. How does this even happen? I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today, high temperatures will stay around 50 in Bozeman to about 53 in the Billings area. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures in the upper 20s region-wide. Then on Wednesday, with more sunshine, high temperatures staying in the upper 40s to around 50 degrees, staying clear and quiet on Wednesday night. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Hey, if you guys are traveling for the holidays, you are going to want to download the Montana Talks app. We've got several great conversations that we've had over the past few days. Stacy Zinn, the former head of the DEA in Montana, talking about a real-life Breaking Bad case right here in Montana, meth dealing on the Crow Reservation and more. Plus, Attorney General Austin Knutson sounded off after Canada wanted to spy on gun shows in Montana.
Just online at HomeDepot.com.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Good morning, Montanans. This is not Aaron Flint. This is his sub, a former Congressman Denny Reberg, state of Montana, lieutenant governor, state legislator. We're actually doing a telethon today for Warriors in Quiet Waters. We've been met with many guests, and for those of you who are getting ready to head out or sitting in your car, right now you're going to hear from Chris Hoagland. And Chris is a alumni of the program. He participated in two of the programs and helps with the alumni engagement events in Texas, and he's a former Marine. Welcome, Chris. Good to have you.
Good morning, Denny. Glad to be here. Great introduction, by the way.
Well, thank you. And are you in Texas? It says you're from Texas. Are you living in Texas now?
So I'm originally from Tampa, Florida, but I left there in 99 to join the Marine Corps, and then retired from the Marine Corps in 2021. And then my family and I moved here to Texas about 3 or 4 years ago.
All right.
I'm in Texas, not technically from here. But
okay. How did you find out about Warriors in Quiet Waters?
So, interestingly enough, there's a business owner there out of Bozeman that I made friends with through LinkedIn. Runs a company called GuideFitter that does discounts for veterans and first responders and guides and these kind of things. Spoke with him for a while. He said, "Have you ever heard of Warriors in Quiet Waters?" And I said, "No." And that same day, I went and checked out their website, and I just happened to kind of hit it at the right time. And signed up to be notified of the application process, and then threw my name in the hat. So just kind of by happenstance, but everything happens for a reason, as they say.
Just out of curiosity, where did you go fishing?
So when they put together the cohorts after their process, we all get together about a month prior, the cohort, right, the veterans that have been selected, and we meet up 1 month prior, just over Zoom, like a virtual meeting, and kind of go over things. And then about a month later, we all meet up at the Warriors in Quiet Waters Lodge there in Bozeman. And very welcoming place, great group of people, obviously. And they take us out there at Bozeman, and we meet our kind of cohort facilitators, and we have what's called the other volunteers, house moms and dads that take care of us while we're there, the staff, the gear giving. So that's kind of the first stage of it. And throughout that week, we spend time getting to know each other. We work on some well-being activities. We learn about fly fishing. So it's kind of an all-encompassing program. There's really a lot of stuff that goes on that we probably couldn't cover in the time we have. But, yeah.
Well, I've never really asked this question of anybody I've talked to. You may not be able to answer it. Where is the ranch located?
So it's, I think about, I think it was about an hour drive just outside of Bozeman Airport. So not too far in that general area there. Beautiful property. If anybody's ever seen the movie on Netflix, Mending the Line, which is about veteran fly fishing, at the end of that movie, you can actually see the Warriors of Quiet Waters Ranch and some of the staff and people. in the movie. Really, really well done film, by the way. But yeah.
Well, you probably have some pretty good hunting and fishing in Texas as well. Have you tried the hunting program in Montana or anywhere around through the Warriors in Quiet Waters, or is it pretty well focused around the Montana area?
So for me personally, I've hunted in many places, but as far as Warriors in Quiet Waters go, you have kind of three different efforts, if you will, as far as like programs for veterans. So it's all built around their Built for More program, which I'm sure they'll discuss more with you later today in the different interviews. But there's the fly fishing program, and then Built for More is kind of the all-encompassing well-being, camaraderie, community, right, these kind of things. And then they've got Hunter, I think it's called Hunt for Purpose, is the hunting program. It's archery, elk hunting. And then they actually host also a photography program for veterans. So there's multiple layers to what they actually do, and if people check them out and start to kind of do these deep dives, they'll learn what the program is really about.
Yep.
And what kind of experiences and things they provide to veterans.
Well, you hear the music, Chris. We thank you for joining us, and we're going to have to move on.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Sometimes it helps to be lucky on Capitol Hill, such as the case when freshman House members draw lots to determine which office they'll get. Do they score one near key committee rooms or a long way from the elevators? The quirky biennial event is how newcomers to the House find out which corner of the Hill they'll call home for the next 2 years, and in some case, literally, because many sleep in their offices. The big winner was Laura Gillen, a freshman Democrat from New York. Gillen didn't even look at the number she pulled before handing it over to the architect of the Capitol staffer facilitating the drawing. When House Office Building Superintendent Joe Yates announced number one, the New York Democrat raised her arms as though she had won the actual lottery. Before the lottery, returning incumbent members have the chance to relocate to a vacated office in the process that's determined by seniority. Incoming Michigan Republican Tom Barrett did some finagling to secure the same office in the Longworth House Office Building occupied by his great-grandfather, Louis Ribot, who was a congressman decades ago. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.